Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 29th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick patch. Mozilla released version 15 of Firefox and Thunderbird. Haven't seen the security patches yet for this release. However, I would expect there are some in there. Regardless, Firefox 15 introduces a new silent update feature, so future versions of Firefox will be installed automatically. For Thunderbird, nothing major new. It adds a new chat feature as one item, and the do not track header is now used by Thunderbird if it sends HTTP requests. For Firefox, we also do have now support for Speedy 3, which is, well, the latest and greatest version of the Speedy protocol. Speedy, of course, is supposed to become a replacement or an extension to HTTP at some point. Right now, Google and Twitter are supporting it. It only works over SSL, and it is supposed to be more efficient. It allows for compressed headers. I had recently a diary about some of the features of Speedy, if you're interested in it. And then in diaries, I summarized some quick experiments I did with IPv6, how router advertisements and DHCPv6 work together. I think really the main change here, it's not that it's better or worse than IPv4, but you just have to be aware of the different techniques that you can use in IPv6 and how they interact with each other. It's totally normal to have router advertisements and DHCP on the same network, and the two protocols are designed to work together. And of course, if you have any kind of observations that you want to share, issues that you ran into, please let me know and comment on the article. We already had a couple, like with iPads and such, how they exactly deal with DHCP v6, and some of this I may summarize in a later diary. Then we got a bit more details about the Java vulnerability. Actually, according to a blog post by Immunity Security, turns out there are two distinct vulnerabilities that are being exploited by the current malware using it. In addition to that, there are also first reports of the black hole exploit kit incorporating the latest Java flaw. No big surprise here. Then about Mac users and Java, a little clarification here. Mac users are vulnerable if they have Java 7 installed. However, OS X, including OS X Mountain Lion, does come with Java version 6. So by default, Mac users are not vulnerable at this point unless they manually updated Java to version 7. Also, Apple recently switched the way how Java is enabled in Safari. If you do not use Java in Safari for a while, it will actually disable itself automatically. But so far, no word about a patch, so we'll have to see what's going to happen there. If you have to wait really until October for the next Oracle Java patch window to arrive, or if there will be an out-of-band patch, my money is on an out-of-band patch relatively soon. And Hong Kong broadcaster TVB tried to use Microsoft's Azure Cloud platform in order to scale a massive online poll. The poll was running for 15 minutes for a very popular Hong Kong beauty pageant that was broadcast over TV. Turns out that the cloud platform wasn't able to deal with the traffic, but less with the normal voting traffic. However, instead, apparently lots of scripts tried to vote too, and started to overwhelm the platform even before the actual polling time started. Now, it didn't affect any other Azure customers, according to Microsoft, and of course, no confidential data was leaked. These kind of setups are always very challenging, where you need to provide a huge amount of resources for a very short period of time like this, because there isn't really any time to sort of ramp it up and test it or even react to an attack like this. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.